Welcome to the Essential of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Annalisa Santuti from the University of Urbino Carlobbo in Italy. She recently published an article entitled "The Exodus from Family Businesses: How Non-Successor Daughters Form Their Entrepreneurial Identity in the Business Families Context." It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. She co-authored this paper with Francesca Maria Cesaroni. Annalisa, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Yes, sure. My co-author Francesca Cesaroni and I have been studying the role of women in family businesses for many years. For a long time, we have focused on the role and roots of daughters in the succession process. And over time, we realized the complexity of this phenomenon, due not only to the intersection of the family and business systems, but also to the often decisive role of gender issues. And more recently, alongside the experience of daughters involved in the family business, we began to notice the presence of daughters who voluntarily leave the family business to set up their own company. And this prompted our research about their experience. Looking back to the literature suggests that growing up in a business family stimulates an entrepreneurial attitude in children, and that the family's effort is often directed toward the passing on an entrepreneurial legacy to successors to ensure the viability of the family business over time. But we know that families' entrepreneurial imprinting can extend beyond successors, and also non-successor can engage in entrepreneurial career. However, we know very little about this topic, and even less if we focus on daughters who make this choice. With a couple of exceptions, most of the research focuses on daughters within the family business. So we decided to shift the spotlight to non-successor daughters born into a business family, who grew up with an entrepreneurial spirit, but then decide to engage in entrepreneurship outside the family business. And we think this is a very relevant and timely issue for a number of reasons. Firstly, it is important to understand the motivations of these women, how the decisions take shape, what factors can influence them, and how they live this experience, and what emotions they deal with. And secondly, it is essential to investigate what role business families have in this process to gain insight into how families support or not these daughters in entrepreneurship. Thus, we wondered how non-successor daughters who engage in new ventures form their entrepreneurial identity in the context of their business families.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Well, we analyzed 10 life stories, and we identified three processes through which non-successor daughters form the entrepreneurial identity. We labeled them avoiding competition, defending, and emancipation. Avoiding competition refers to daughters who grew up in a business family that has already chosen the son as the successor of the family business. In this case, business families act as a springboard for their daughters, but by strongly supporting their entrepreneurial careers, but outside family businesses, because their brother was designated as a successor. This decision was taken for granted from birth by daughters, so they did not even consider joining the family businesses and form their entrepreneurial identity through a process aimed at avoiding competition with the brother successor. These daughters engaged in identity work by accepting the family gender norms and benefiting from family emotional and material support to find a new way to engage in entrepreneurship. They are very grateful to their families and have strong ties with their parents and other family members. On the contrary, the defending process is characterized by an initially very attractive family business context. Daughters spend many years, 10, 20 and more, working in the family business, taking on increasing responsibility, gain experience, and they started building their entrepreneurial identity in this context and considered assuming the leadership after so many years and so much commitment. But when it comes to succession, the business family chose the son, even with less experience, ability, and talent. And at that point, the family business has turned from a cozy place to a pot of boiling water, a source of tension and anger. And these daughters told us they would have become their brother assistant or secretary, but they did not want to stay in the background and clearly state that they wanted to be their own boss and decide for themselves. So they left the family business and started their own companies to freely express their entrepreneurial identity. But this decision seriously undermined family ties. The family closed the doors to their daughters and they gave them no support of any kind. These daughters formed their entrepreneurial identities through a defending process because they had to defend their own entrepreneurial role, spirits, and skills from the family's expectations. And this situation called these daughters to engage in identity work by eluding family's norms, family's plans, rejecting a minor role in the family business, leveraging their abilities to rebuild an entrepreneurial identity consistent with their self-image. And finally, the emancipation process referred to daughters who were chosen as successors of their family businesses, but they were not interested in doing so because the family businesses did not suit their interests and ambition, so they did not see themselves in the role of successor as expected by their families. Thus, they chose to leave this role and decided to be entrepreneur outside the family business, according to their own passions and goals and ambitions. This decision resulted in a detachment from the family's logic and the family business dynamics. But the families, in this case, still provide support because they understood their daughter's motivation and trying to find a solution together. So family ties remain strong. And we call this process of entrepreneurial identity formation as a process of emancipation because daughters choose to determine themselves and acquire their own independence beyond what the family had decided for them. They carry out an identity work by giving priority to their project and negotiating with the family to gain consensus and avoiding divisions.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Well, I think the most important challenge is to find women who are willing to share their experience in a sincere and clear way. It's not easy. It's not easy because this sometimes implies sharing unpleasant moments of their lives, talking frankly about their parents, brothers, sisters. I can say that the social constructionist approach and the life stories interviews that we use in our research have been very useful for this purpose because they allow us to create empathy between us and interviewees, create a climate of trust and confidence, and explain them that we were not looking for the absolute truth, but for their truth, their perception, and how they had lived their own experiences.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
I think the biggest surprise was hearing stories of daughters deeply hindered and hurt by their family of origin. The family is often described as a context that emotionally, psychologically, and materially supports its children and helps them to develop their potential and realize their dreams. We collected stories of daughters who confirmed this view, but also others who told us exactly the opposite. Stories in which the family becomes a source of anger, disappointment, frustration, the main obstacle to overcome, to acquire agency, independence, and to be themselves. And I think in this regard, the defensive process is what impressed us the most. These are often very painful experiences that we surely did not expect to collect.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Well, this work can help business families become more aware of the importance of passing on the entrepreneurial spirit to the younger generation, not limited to successors, but also extending the entrepreneurial legacy to non-successors of both genders. Fostering the entrepreneurial attitude of younger generation is vital for the family businesses, but also to further the creation of new businesses. And we also think it is important for business families to be aware of the entrepreneurial talents they have and to be able to enhance them to overcoming gender stereotypes that could distort the appointment of successors in family businesses. But we also hope this work can help daughters to be more aware of the wide range of options they have to engage in entrepreneurship and not to be forced by gender stereotypes that might prevent them from achieving personal and professional fulfillment. From this point of view, this study provides daughters with the stories of women who may represent possible role models within business families. And we know that the role models are crucial for aspiring and encouraging women to embrace an entrepreneurial career. But I think the main implication relates to women entrepreneurs and the impact of the business family dynamics at the individual level, especially daughters involved in defending or emancipation process feel very often judged in a negative way by relatives, family, friends, society in general, considered as ungrateful daughters who have betrayed the family. Some experience a deep sense of loneliness in carrying out their choice. And a message that we would like to convey with our work is what one of these women told us, namely to tell the daughters who make this choice that they are not alone. They are not black sheep of the family, but women who often with great courage want to self-determine their lives, gain independence, and simply be themselves.
Thanks a lot, Annalisa, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled The Exodus from Family Businesses, How Non-Successor Daughters Form Their Entrepreneurial Identity in the Business Families Context. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you so much for inviting me.